59 degrees on a Tuesday, September 10th, 8 weeks till the election. Jason Kahn's on the phone for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
We lost a giant yesterday. Yeah, James Jones passing at the age of 93. James Earl Jones, we know him as. And so many distinct roles. See if we can recognize which one this is.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father. No, I am your father.
Yeah, of course, Darth Vader and Mufasa from The Lion King, right?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plays the old guy on Sandlot.
Yep.
And, yeah, I was trying to think yesterday of all the amazing roles that he played, but, of course, his voice being the most distinctive part.
Yeah. You know, sometimes in our rapid-fire kind of get-to-know-you 60-second game, which I don't know, have we ever done that with you? We got to do that sometime. But
no.
Anyhow, one of the questions is, like, who would you want to narrate your life? And the only right answer is James Earl Jones.
I mean, that is definitely a good answer. You know, yeah, for sure. I had heard once, and I don't know if this is true, this might be just myth, but that he struggled with stuttering.
No, it's true.
When he was young, yeah.
Even... I've heard a bit of a report even this morning that he still did, but he just kind of learned how to control it. So
amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Here is one more clip from one more movie.
People will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's an oldie but a goodie, too.
With Kevin Costner.
Yep.
All right. Well, something we were planning to talk about today is this comment from Dan White. And by the way, thank you, Donna. Again, she had a great post on our show yesterday, and Cody commented, and they're kind of like, we can hear them in the cheering section for this five-minute segment, can't we?
Yeah, for sure. It's nice to have a cheering section.
And you know what? I mean, there's room for more. So,
absolutely.
The bleachers. Yep. It is nice to have a cheering section. Anyhow, Dan White Jr. says, I used to struggle with episodes of depression. I'd sink so low and not get out of bed. I'd ask myself, am I really needed here? Again, now Dan had pastored a couple of different churches. He and his wife, Tanya, run a wonderful retreat center that God has used massively. My wife and I had a chance to be there a year and a half ago in Puerto Rico. He goes on to say, those days are in my rearview mirror now, but, capital letters, but, it took me some years to realize underneath my depression was my mind-body rebelling against a persona I had put on or a character I was trying to play. My true self was telling me, you can't do this. You can't keep this up. And I'd collapse into sadness. What I needed was radical honesty with myself, with capital letters again, with radically accepting people. By God's tender grace, that was the beginning of the talons of depression loosening its grip on my life. In many ways, I now feel my daily calling is to support and guide others to be radically honest with themselves in the most radically compassionate, courageous environment I can create. With the Spirit's aid, the Holy Spirit's aid, in that space, that new creation can begin. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. And I resonate with some of that, this desire to live from this place of true self, of wholeness. And that involves getting really honest, I think, with ourselves. But I like that additional piece there about being compassionate, loving toward other people as well. You know, I think that fits with the whole Ludio concept of loving in and loving out, right? I mean, that's the love up, down, in, and out. And there is this idea, this notion that we love each other, but also love ourselves. And to love ourselves well, that involves just taking a real honest look as to who we truly are.
And if we're called, certainly, and we are, called to love others as God has loved us, I mean, there is that acceptance, because if we cannot love people where they're at right now, then that's where they're at.
Yeah, right.
I mean, in golf, you want to be in denial. I play rarely. But if you hit the ball in the woods, you might deny that the ball is there, but that's where the ball is. So.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, and I think we live in a world that invites pretending in so many spaces.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, you know, to find those areas, those relationships, those places where we can live with true honesty, that is a gift.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we close out this morning, I don't know. Well, go ahead. The verses are Acts 8, 4 through 8. So go ahead and tackle that for us.
It says, but the believers who were scattered preached the good news about Jesus wherever they went. Philip, for example, went to the city of Samaria and told the people about the Messiah. Crowds listened intently to Philip because they were eager to hear his message and see the miraculous signs he did. Many evil spirits were cast out screaming as they left their victims, and many who had been paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city.
So we'll leave the commentary till tomorrow, but I think the thing is that, you know, transitioning here, Stephen has died, he's been killed. Paul was there approving of the death, and now we're kind of transitioning towards this, right?
Right. So we're starting to see things shifting to the seeing the message starting to spread.
Yeah. And we'll get Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch and Damascus Road conversion. Thank you, friend.
You bet. Talk to you tomorrow.
Our buddy Jason Kanz, best 5 minutes of the day.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father. No, I am your father.
Well, legend has passed. Hearing that yesterday, legendary actor James Earl Jones, known again for his unmistakable voice work in so many films, including the iconic Darth Vader from Star Wars, passed away at his home in Dutchess County, New York, at the age of 93.
Boy, the list just kind of goes on and on. His illustrious career began in the 50s when he discovered his passion for acting at the University of Michigan.
He made his Broadway debut in Sunrise at Campobello in 1958, went on to receive 4 Tony Award nominations, winning twice for his outstanding performances.
You know what this doesn't say here is that he had a stuttering issue. He had a stuttering problem. And what I've heard reported this morning, even until near the end. But, I mean, he just learned to deal with it.
Yeah, and it's just so many iconic characters and voices. I know Field of Dreams, we talk about Darth Vader, Mufasa and Lion King, but so many more. And I remember listening to James Earl Jones reading the Bible. You can find that on YouTube. And it's really pretty amazing.
Hugh Hewitt this morning on our sister station, WOGO, talked about James Earl Jones' most famous, and it was him doing the alphabet on Sesame Street.
That's pretty awesome. Now, again, you think Broadway, but you think the film career of James Earl Jones, but also he achieved EGOT status. Well, EGOT is E-G-O-T. That's Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. When you win one of each, which is very rare, you achieve EGOT status. That's just, again, how incredible of a performer. What a gifted man he was.
You know, Caleb, I'm 60 years old. I need a new... That's my new goal. I want to achieve EGOT status.
All right, there you go. You've got time.
James Earl Jones lent his iconic voice to various memorable characters, as we've been talking about. And he certainly left a mark, didn't he? Boy, he'll be remembered for years to come. So, great voice work and the admiration of many.
People will come, Ray. People will most definitely come. The one constant through all the years has been baseball.
W-W-I-P. But normally it's Tuesday trivia. Don't worry, friends. We're going to give you a shot on Win It Wednesday to win some great prizes. But this is a debate day, right? It's a presidential debate. And so as the country maybe is wringing its hands with angst about an election, we don't want to discount that. But at the same time, it's like, hey, you know what? On this debate day, let's solve another one of the great debates in America. And this is one that is very close to Halvo's heart.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the real question that's really on people's minds tonight, and that is pineapple. Does it belong on pizza or not? We want to know your thoughts in 30 seconds or less.
Yeah, right? So 715-396-1670. You also can get a vote exclusively in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. So if you have not joined that, join the WWIB Wake Up Show on Facebook, and you can cast your vote there. But we really want to know, again, in 30 seconds or less, does pineapple belong on pizza, yay or nay? Let's solve this debate today. 715-396-1670. We hope to hear your impassioned voicemails. Again, 396-1670.
Yeah, and I can't wait until ABC's David Muir asks the candidates this question tonight. Well, it's really the question on everyone's mind today. Not Democrat, Republican, this candidate or that. It's pineapple. It's a delicious, juicy fruit, but does it belong on pizza? Yes or no? And tell us why on the listener line, 715-396-1670, in your own voice in 30 seconds or less.
We'd love to solve this debate today. Again, you can vote as well exclusively in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, but we'd love to hear from you. 715-396-1670, 30 seconds or less. Does pineapple belong on pizza? Yes or no? And why? Why do you feel that way? Why do you feel strongly about it? 715-396-1670. We would love to hear from you. Does pineapple belong on pizza? The debate that America really wants solved
now,
today.
We were saying that this might be more fun in terms of in the studio here. If you were on opposite sides, I may be more passionate and strong on it, but
You're okay with it.
I know, and that's the thing. And so many things you've mentioned that I'm kind of like Switzerland. I'm like, sure, I'll eat it. I mean, if it's pizza, if it's given to me, sure. It might not be my first toppings choice, but yeah, it's Canadian bacon, pineapple, very tasty. So you and I are not on opposite sides of this, which makes it, we kind of, to make it fun, we sort of need someone who's really anti-pineapple on pizza to wade in here. So 715-396-1670. But if you want to just say, no, you guys are right, pineapple's great on pizza, and you want to agree with us, that's fine too. But leave that voicemail, 715-396-1670. Seen a couple people weighing in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. Sue says, sure, pineapple belongs in pizza. Heather says, yes, definitely, with multiple exclamation points and a GIF. Sure.
And again, I guess I would say in terms of, you know, classically, I guess I like the Canadian bacon and the pineapple, but I'm flexible. I like a lot of different kinds of pizza. And more, as I see kind of some of the wisdom of other eating choices, the cauliflower crust can be nice if you can find it, a thin crust. But here's the thing. I mean, it just is kind of that contrast. You've got the tomato sauce, you got the cheese, but to have the pineapple, I like pineapple other ways. We've had a listener, Dale's, brought in a pineapple upside down cake. But to have it on pizza, it's fun. It's just another creative way to enjoy your pizza. So don't be so down on it.
715-396-1670-396-1670. Does pineapple belong on pizza, yay or nay? And please tell us why. Why do you feel that way? Leave us a voicemail at 396-1670. Right now in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group, there's a lot of positivity. People saying, oh, it's not my favorite, but sure. And other people saying, yes, but only with Canadian bacon. Your dear friend, Dr. Jason Kahn, says no in caps with multiple exclamation points. So,
I don't know. We have some points of disagreement.
He's probably at work, but we could get him to call
we
in.
We could possibly reach the neuropsychologist friend who's on with us 5:45 weekday mornings. Here's the thing. We also have a fierce disagreement on raisins between the two of us.
That is true.
I am pro-raisin. Now, I don't know. I think I'm a positive person.
They need to schedule more debates so we can have more of these topics.
Now, I don't want raisins on my pizza, though. Well, how are we sitting on our pepperoni question? Our question, actually, does pineapple belong on pizza?
Well, overwhelmingly positive so far, at least in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. And we'd love to hear from you again, yay or nay. Does pineapple belong on pizza on this debate day? We want to settle another one of the great debates in America. Does pineapple belong on pizza? So please leave us a voicemail with your opinion, 715-396-1670-396-1670. We'd love to hear your voicemail. Now, again, I say largely positive, but then again, we mentioned Jason says no in all caps with multiple exclamation points. And then Kristen says, hey, does pepperoni belong in my fruit smoothie? Mm. No. So very anti-pineapple on pizza there as well, too. So, again, we want to know your opinion and why.
See, I don't think it's that way. I think that, for instance, they say knowledge is saying that tomato is a fruit, but wisdom is not putting it in the fruit salad. But I think when it comes to pineapple on pizza, yes, it does belong. WIB, the Wib Wake Up Show, and capping off three in a row, Steve Malcolm feels to be free. Following that great tune from Big Daddy Weave, as we continue on this debate day, we've got our own debate, Caleb.
Yes, so we want to solve one of the great debates in America, and that is this. Does pineapple belong on pizza? A lot of times we have mixed results. We always ask artists when we play Rapid Fire, does pineapple belong on pizza? We've heard, again, some very strong opinions over the years. And so we want to know yours, 715-396-1670. Leave us a quick voicemail, 715-396-1670. Does pineapple belong on pizza? Yes or no, and why?
Yeah, and so here's a listener who is chiming in at 715-396-1670.
Hi, this is Shelley. I just want to say that, yes, pineapple belongs on pizza, and I just want to make sure that everybody has actually tried it before they comment. It's wonderful, especially with the right tomato sauce. So, yes, for the pineapple on the pizza.
Now, Caleb, does she have a point there? Are there some who are, negative nillies out there who are saying no, who've never even tried it, do you think?
You know what I love about this is that as moderators of this debate, I think our moderation is very colored toward one side of this.
Yes, yes.
But so is there a rebuttal? Is there a rebuttal to what Sherry says as well? Maybe you say, hey, I have tried it, Sherry, and I dislike it. Now, again, Halva and I both enjoy pineapple on pizza. Mm-hmm. I would say, yeah, sure. And mm-hmm. Halva would be like, yeah, absolutely, for sure. So, again, we welcome both sides of this. Mm-hmm. We do. I know, again, your friend Jason has been very clear about where he stands on the issue of pineapple on pizza. And so you guys are a little bit at odds on that opinion. But we welcome free and open debate here on the Wib Wake Up Show. But we've got to hear it in your own words at 715-396-1670. 1670. You also can comment on the post in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group, but it's a lot more fun if you leave us a voicemail. Yeah. So thank you, Shelley. That was very cheery.
YB on this debate day with the debate now less than 12 hours in Philadelphia tonight. And they're talking all about it on our sister station. A lot of political talk over there on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. But here we're just having some fun with another debate, Caleb.
Yes. So again, on this debate day, let's solve another one of the great debates in America. And that is this. Does pineapple belong on pizza? People feel strongly about this, and we encourage that. We want to hear those strong opinions at 715-396-1670. You also can weigh in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. I have to say, overwhelmingly positive feelings toward pineapple on pizza in the Facebook group so far. Leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear it.
All right, we got a couple of them right now. Let's go to it. And this is Susan in New Auburn.
Good morning, WWIB. I just woke up and I heard about the debate on pineapple. I'm here to defend the pineapple on the pizza. Haven't you ever heard of Hawaiian pizza? It's so good. Crushed pineapple, shrimp, and Canadian bacon. It is fabulous. Don't knock it until you've tried it. I love you. Goodbye.
Would Susan like to be a part of our sales team? Wow.
We love you too, Susan. Thank you so much. Again, our friend Susan from the New Auburn area, 715-396-1670. You can agree or disagree, but we'd love to hear what you think about pineapple on pizza.
I have not tried it with the shrimp too. So quite the suggestion. Here's another one.
Julie from Nice Lake. Absolutely, pineapple belongs on a pizza. However, I don't really like Canadian bacon, so I like it with pepperoni. And I like the salty and sweet together. My husband says fruit and meat do not belong together, so I don't get it very often. Mm. Have a great day.
Mm. I like the way she talked about that in terms of the salty and sweet together. Yes, that's what I was trying to get at, but she articulated it better.
So. Very well. And again, that's why we ask for your voicemails, because it's not just a yes or no, but we want to know why. Well, yeah. Why yes, why no? Does pineapple belong on pizza on this debate day? Let's solve this. Let's figure out this great debate. Does pineapple belong on pizza? 715-396-1670. Again, a lot of folks weighing in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. And we'd love for those folks as well to call us and leave us a voicemail at 396-1670. Again, we have a lot of yes, 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 of course. Uh-huh. Sherry, though, says absolutely not in caps. Another Sherry from Bloomer says, I'd say yes, even though it's not my favorite. Shelley says, of course, in related news, it also goes well with spaghetti. Which, pineapple with spaghetti.
Hmm.
I have not tried that
before. I've never tried that.
Trinity says hard pass. And again, all opinions are welcome here. And 715-396-1670 is the best place to express them, because then you can tell us why. Not just a yes or no, but why.
Absolutely. So we had a listener, Shelley, just a short time ago saying, say yes to pineapple and say yes to the Lord, Jason Gray on the Wib Wake Up Show. All right, and we're continuing to get reaction and comments both in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group and on the listener line at 715-396-2. The question, what is the question?
The question is this. On this debate day, let's solve another of the great debates in America. Does pineapple belong on pizza? Yes or no? Tell us why. 715-396-1670. Leave us a voicemail.
All right, let's listen to some of the responses we're getting.
Hi, this is Jen from Colfax. And yes, pineapple belongs on pizza, especially with Canadian bacon. And if I'm elected president, every household will get a Canadian bacon pineapple pizza. Have a great day.
Hey, there you go.
That's quite a campaign promise.
It used to be a chicken in every pot, but now there you go. And here's another unique one.
Does pineapple belong on pizza? I think there's a more pressing question that we need to ask on this debate day. And that is, does lutefisk belong on pizza?
Hmm. Now, that's interesting. That tests my theory of my challenge to others. Have you tried it? Because I have not tried lutefisk on pizza.
Yeah, that is... I don't know. I guess we'll have to focus on the pineapple on pizza, but that might be a topic to take up another day.
Yeah, right.
Some of the odder toppings on pizza.
Lesser known, lesser tried. All right, the Wib Wake Up Show on this debate day. Our question we're debating, both in our Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group and on the listener line at 396-1670, is does pineapple belong on pizza? And getting good participation.
Yeah, again, thank you to everyone who's commenting on the post in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. And we'd love to hear from more of you at 715-396-1670. Again, 30 seconds or less, just say, hey, yes or no to pineapple on pizza, but why? What do you like about it if you like it? What do you dislike about it if you don't like it? Does pineapple belong on pizza? 715-396-1670.
And maybe we both have been surprised, not just that it's leaning in favor of, but by how much, by how wide a margin.
Yeah, because it has been significantly on the side of, yes, pineapple mm-hmm. does belong on pizza. And I didn't really expect that. I thought it would be more even
split.
Maybe even heavier on the side of no. So very interesting.
All right. Some of the comments we're getting include this one from Kevin in Fountain City.
Hi. On the great debate of pizza and pineapple, obviously it's pineapple belongs on pizza. The young lady that wanted to be president is right. Canadian bacon is perfect. And if you want to get just a little bit of that sweet and sour, go ahead and put some extra green olives on there with that little saltiness. Perfect. You all have a good day and hope your debate goes well tonight. Bye.
Yeah, I was with Kevin all the way till the green olives. And then
I might skip that as well, too. Jim emailed us and said pineapple belongs on pizza. He says, of course, for me. And he says, with Canada's best bacon. Thank you, Jim, for weighing in. 715-396-1670. If you'd like to get your 2 cents in via voicemail on the Wib listener line, always open, always interactive.
Hmm. And I get to just do this. I've known Brian and Randy Johnson, their family, for 40 years. And their son, Justin, the oldest of their 5 kids, His movie that tells the story of his mom with breast cancer and everything that unfolded is called Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory. It goes to streaming today on Amazon Prime and Apple and elsewhere. And actually, the families, even some of them, have been out in Los Angeles. Mayim Bialik, you maybe know from Big Bang Theory and Jeopardy and other. She's recently become on as the executive producer. So congratulations to them and all the success they've had with that.